Text numéro 5. Aurora shooting victims voice fears over Joker in letter to Warner Brothers. Family members of those killed in the July 20th, 2012 mass shooting at a screening of The Dark Knight Rises in Aurora, Colorado, have signed a letter to Warner Brothers sharing concerns about the upcoming Joker film and asking the studio to donate to groups and aid victims of gun violence. 7 years have passed since James Holmes, clad in full body armour and armed with multiple guns, including an assault rifle, terrorised the Aurora Cinemark Theatre, murdering 12 people and injuring 70 during a screening of Christopher Nolan's Batman film. Some survivors and relatives of the victims are expressing fears about the film. "I don't need to see a picture of Holmes. I just need to see a Joker promo and I see a picture of the killer," says Sandy Phillips, whose 24-year-old daughter, Jessica Gorwee, was among the slain. "My worry is that one person who may be out there, and who knows if it is just one, who is on the edge, who is wanting to be a mass shooter, may be encouraged by this movie." The letter addressed to Warner Brothers does not seek to halt the release of the film, nor to rally gun critics to boycott it. Rather, it asks the studio to end political contributions to candidates who take money from the NRA and vote against gun reform, and use your political clout and leverage in Congress to actively lobby for gun reform. Warner Brothers released the following statement on Tuesday afternoon. "Gun violence in our society is a critical issue, and we extend our deepest sympathy to all victims and families impacted by these tragedies. Our company has a long history of donating to victims of violence, including Aurora, and in recent weeks, we joined other business leaders to call on policymakers to enact bipartisan legislation to address this epidemic. At the same time, Warner Brothers believes that one of the functions of storytelling is to provoke difficult conversations around complex issues. Make no mistake, neither the fictional character Joker nor the film is an endorsement of real-world violence of any kind. It is not the intention of the film, the filmmakers, or the studio to hold this character up as a hero." But not all family members of Aurora victims are against the film. Tom Sullivan, whose 27-year-old son Alex was killed in the massacre, says he does not believe Joker will jump-start somebody to commit acts of violence. "I don't think that seeing something is the catalyst to, okay, that's what I'm going to start to do," says Sullivan, now a Democratic state representative in Colorado. Adapted from The Hollywood Reporter, September 2019.